a woman, I call her the bag lady, she was carrying $10,000 in cash to bail people out. Now, $10,000 in the 1960s, when the average wage for a year is about, for an ordinary worker, it's a little over $4,000, right? She was carrying 2 years' worth of somebody's wages around to bail people out, you know? So you've got, you'd get your bail money back, but, you had to have substantial funds, et cetera, right? And fraternal organisations and student representative councils and stuff like that provided cash. In one example, during one of the demonstrations, the Sydney University Students' Representative Council had provided, we got a law through the SRC at Sydney University, right, that no Sydney University student, if arrested at a demonstration, would spend a night in jail, right? So, but the SRC didn't have enough money. So a young man who is now a very famous businessman, he went and stole his father's key to his father's stay safe and robbed the money from his bloody father and brought thousands upon thousands of dollars, you know. Well, fuck's sake. I mean, you know, I mean, it all took organisation. When you ended up in court, this is a story I want to tell because it's really cool. I love it.